Message number 36. Media and other censorships to come. Saturday, January 1, 2011 at 0200. My beloved daughter, the time has come for yet another year when my beloved children will learn more from me about how to adapt their lives so that when I come as judge, mankind will be ready. My beautiful children, all of whom I hold close to my sacred heart, you must listen to me now. I will never forsake you when you recognize me and the truth of the new paradise, the promise I gave you all before I died on the cross for your sins. The time is drawing close now, my beloved children. Never fear. If you love me and believe in me, what is there to fear? For love is not fearful. Love is joy, happiness, and for all of you who believe in the eternal life in heaven, there is nothing to fear. I love you all. Mother of God's role and second coming of Christ. My beloved mother, who was responsible for taking up the chalice of accepting my existence at the moment of conception to herald a new beginning for mankind, will also herald my second coming. I will redeem all of those who turn to me for mercy. My mother, sent by the Eternal Father to bring redemption and salvation to the world, will stand by me this second time. My beloved mother, the angel of light, will now triumph to deliver my mercy and herald my second coming on earth. My devoted mother, the Immaculate Conception, as mediatrix, will help prepare the world for my second coming. She has been preparing mankind for many centuries, but has now in the last 100 years been trying to instill love in your hearts to ignite the sometimes stagnant love you have for me and my Eternal Father. There was a time when my mother, who through divine manifestation would command attention on earth. Sadly, since Fatima and Gayra abandon, few of my sacred servants take her divine apparitions seriously. Nor are her visionaries, the chosen few, taken seriously. This time, as the year 2011 commences, many changes in the world are now about to take place. This is because the world, my children, as you once knew it, is about to change. Secret of Fatima, connection with future. So many of you innocent and trusting souls fail to grasp the evil that is about to unfold. My children, and I include those reading these messages for the first time out of curiosity who may feel a gap in your spiritual welfare, listen now. You and your fellow brothers and sisters are being led into a world dictated by the group foretold in the last secret of Fatima, to which you are not privy, where you will soon find the following. 1. Your money will be worthless, and the only way to trade will be in gold or silver. 2. You will need to pray in groups and find a sacred servant brave enough to stand up before the persecution. 3. You must find shelters for prayer, because your churches will be sold for monetary gain. 4. Hold on to scripture. You may never have read them before, but be assured copies will be impossible to buy in the future. 5. Set up prayer groups to pray for the salvation of mankind. In 3 years' time, you will understand why this is important. Media censorship. To the media, I have this to say. As communicators to the world, the arrogance you display today will turn to despair when your word is no longer heard. You too will soon realize the importance of prayer when mankind turns from the truth. Your word today can still represent the important independent truth. But this gift will now be taken away from you. Instead, the truth will now be hidden from mankind through the dictatorship you are about to witness during the Great Tribulation. Then your word will be denied just as my word is. The secret channel of communication. No one will listen to you because the only word delivered to mankind which will have any impact will be by the secret channel delivered to the world through technology. You will find yourself in the wilderness and will end up trying to communicate to a disbelieving world just as I do at this point in time when your word is not heard. Beware of dictators. Have no fear, those of you irrespective as to which path you follow God, just hear me now. Fight those who impose dictatorship in your world, for they are of Satan. Never be fooled by them, no matter how much they pay you to report lies. They will face eternal damnation unless they repent, though time is not on their side. Fight for the freedom to report the injustices you witness. No matter that you believe in me, because when you see this prophecy unfold, then you will realize the truth of my teachings. Book of Revelation. Today, in a world that may look battered and bruised because of economic collapse, it is easy to believe that things will be okay. Yes, my children, in the past that would be a natural assumption, but not so anymore. The plots devised by the core group of organizations worldwide in every country joined at the hip of satanic origin are now ready to spring. Those among you who do not believe in me will now finally understand the prophecies contained in my Father's book and the book of Revelation. Fear not, my children. Turn to me and speak to me privately in your own words, and I will give you the strength, hope, and energy to get through this dark passage in the history of mankind. Those of you reading this message, think carefully. If you doubt the content, then look around you and decide if you dare to consider the signs. Do you notice that your freedom of free will given to you as a gift from my eternal Father is now being tampered with? I and my eternal Father would never interfere with this divine gift, so sacred a gift is it. But if man decides to accept Satan and the flames of hell, then so be it. God, my eternal Father, cannot prevent this. Yet Satan will try to take this gift of free will from you. When you find that your free will is being snatched from you through powerful forces over which you have no control, then you will know that the evil one is behind this. Satan will never win. Please, please keep alert, my precious children. Do not give in. If enough of you pray and stand up, you will save souls. Satan and his army will never win. They can't. It is impossible. Only God has the power to end this terrible conflict. I, your Savior and appointed judge, urge you now to stand up, be courageous, and fight for what is right in your hearts, even if you suffer fear. Fear is given to you by Satan. Fear is never put into your hearts by me or my eternal Father. Put down your guard and open up your heart to love, not fear. Love comes from God. I have told you that love is not something that you feel unless you open your heart. Love and God, the eternal Father, creator of this earth, go hand in hand. They cannot be separated. When they are, then Satan is at work. Go now, my children, and make up your minds. Do you want love to envelop you through my Sacred Heart or fear? It's your decision. Your divine teacher, Savior, and just judge of mercy.